We are back, episode 395 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up, guys? Alex Pardo here. Excited, as always, to be back on the podcast. So I have been I've been kind of on a rampage recording a lot of these and kind of batch recording some of the podcasts. So I've been traveling over the course of the last month or so. So I am back creating some new content, and I'm excited. You know, so about a month or so ago, I was in Guatemala for a, it was a half mastermind, half mission trip that my good friend and partner, Steve Cavanaugh, puts on called Master Mission. And then shortly after that, we had our Ascend Mastermind Retreat back to back with our two groups. And that was incredible and amazing. I mean, just the feedback that continues to come in from our members is overwhelming and humbling. And yet we are not getting complacent. We're still, Steve and I are still constantly in communication, figuring out how to create an even bigger and better experience for people and how to add more value. You know, and that's one thing that I do want to just kind of take a moment and highlight here. My friends, when things are going well, it's so easy to get complacent. It's so easy to take your foot off the gas. And I want to caution you against, you know, having that type of mentality and that approach. When things are going well, it's my strong belief that that's when you want to double down, and that's when you want to continue, stay consistent, and analyze, take inventory on what's working and double down on that, and then tweak what's not working and constantly ask yourself, you know, how do I continue to push? How do I continue to take things to another level? And provided that it stays within your vision and it stays within, you know, your framework, right? But it's important to think big. But it's also important to not sacrifice what's most important for you in the pursuit of that. Now, that's not to say there's not going to be seasons in your life, or there's not going to be periods in which, you know, you got to put your nose to the grindstone, so to speak, and you got to roll up your sleeves and get after it. So I don't want you to misinterpret what I'm saying. But really what I want you to do is, when things are going well, take stock, take inventory of why that is, and keep pressing. At times, it's human nature that when things are going well, we want to kind of coast. And then we start to kind of see results sputter off, and our lives, our businesses end up being a roller coaster. And that's what we want to avoid. We want to be constantly ascending, pun intended. So anyway, we had an amazing mastermind retreat with Ascend. And we have our upcoming one in June. And one of the things, you know, speaking of adding value, one of the things we're doing is for one day, we're combining both groups. We're chartering a catamaran. We're going out, we're hitting the water in Miami, and we're going and visit some islands and just do some cool things. And so, like, that's one of the experiences that we're going to be implementing for our June mastermind retreat. So just super excited with the people we have in the group. And then, right after that, I actually just recently got back from a trip to Kansas City with my buddy Haim and another business partner of mine. And we were out there visiting one of the investors that we work with, that we do a lot of lending, and just visiting his operation and meeting with his team members, touring a lot of the properties in Kansas City that we've done loans on. And so, you know, this is another opportunity to kind of pause and make sure that, you know, my friends, one of the things that I wish I could have a mulligan on for my golfers out there. I wish I could do a little bit different or have a do-over, is when I got started in this business in 2005, you know, I was doing all types of deals, but wholesaling is, you know, if you've been listening to the show, you know, has always been our bread and butter. And yet I got into this business for cash flow, but I found myself caught in the hamster wheel of just going deal after deal after deal after deal. And, you know, I remember about 2-3 years ago, I looked up and I'm like, I've been super fortunate. This business has provided for me, it's provided for my family. It's given us the ability to travel and just, you know, create my own schedule and impact people and just do things I really enjoy. But yet there wasn't very many assets and cash flow being produced. It constantly felt like we had to hustle and move on to the next deal. And so I quickly started figuring out, I looked across the landscape of
you know, ways to generate cash flow. And I ultimately ended up on rentals, you know, single family rentals and lending. And yeah, there's some things, affiliate commissions and some other things, but for the most part, it's lending and rentals for me right now. And so I started buying some rentals out in Cleveland, Ohio, through a friend that I met at a mastermind, and just built a relationship with him. And he's kind of my boots on the ground out there. And so that's been an amazing relationship. And then through my buddy Haim, you know, who's somebody who always leads with value and has impacted my life, and just a good friend. You know, he connected me to this investor, and you know, we've built a great relationship. And so I give so much credit to Haim, and I'm so grateful for him. And so that's kind of where I want to, that's where I want to take this particular podcast episode is, I want to just be straight with you. You know, I guess because of the position I'm in, because of the podcast, I'm fortunate that I've been in this business, you know, 15 years now. And so I have people reach out to me pretty frequently on social media and send me messages. And it's very clear and evident to me, who's reaching out to either add value or to say thanks versus the people that are reaching out because they want something. I mean, it's so clear in how the initial communication comes across. And there's a part of me that like respects people reaching out. And, but there's another part of me that it's like, I'd rather you just be real and upfront with what it is that you want instead of like kind of pretending to do some small talk. But then like, I can already smell it, right? Like I know it's like, it's coming in the next message or two, this is what they want. And again, there's a part of me that respects it, you know, because at least they're taking some sort of action. And then there's another part of me that's like, you know, build a relationship, add value before you go ask for something, right? That's what most people do. Most people are out there, and chances are you're listening to this, that's not you. And if it is you, I think this can potentially be a wake-up call for you. And I challenge you, you know, to think different and approach things different, you know, but I get messages sometimes and I have zero relationship with the person. They know me or maybe they don't know me, but I don't know them. And they're asking for something right off the bat. You know, and it's just not the way to approach things, in my opinion. Now, might that work? You know, every now and then, yes, but I think you need to be in this for the long haul. I think you need to be in this for relationships and think, have a long-term view on things. Don't be short-sighted. Okay. Don't always be with your hand out. Add value, you know, connect with someone, send them a testimonial, buy their product or service, refer them to your friends or your family, your network, you know, if they have a podcast, you know, leave them a 5-star rating and like add value. Okay. Don't just approach things with wanting something. And by the way, add value with no expectation of something in return. That's when you know you're doing things right. Because when you add value with the expectation that you then want them to do something for you or expect them, which is even worse, you're not being genuine. You're not being authentic. You're not being real. Again, I understand that selfishly, we always want something. And I understand that. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all should want things. We should want to grow. And there's certain things that we want. But focus on building the relationship. Focus on adding value. And then you can ask. It goes back to, I think, Gary Vaynerchuk's first book. Actually, not his first book. His second or his third, which I think was like Jab, 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 Right Hook. That was the premise of the book. Jab, 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 which is give, give, give. And then right hook. And then you can ask for something, you know. But be genuine. Be authentic about it. Again, it's just so funny to me. And if you're one of these people that has reached out to me asking for something, I'm not like, you know, talking down at you or anything like that. Again, there's a certain part of me that respects you just reaching out to people and wanting to grow and wanting things. I get it, you know, but I think there's a better approach. But it's so funny to me when I cut a message and I'm not even going to like read some of the messages I've gotten, but like, it's inevitable. I always say, here it comes. Like the second or third message, like, boom, they want something, you know? That's what I'm hoping you take away from this particular episode. I know I'm not breaking any ground here, but yet I see probably 8 out of 10 people I think are going about it the wrong way. And I think there's a better way. And I think if you focus on building a relationship, if you focus on leading with value, with no expectation of something in return, inevitably laws of reciprocation come into effect, and things just end up working out better for all parties involved, is my strong opinion. So, matter of fact, we recently started a local meetup group here for real estate investors, professionals, wholesalers, etc. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to the next episode, I'm going to talk more about that meetup. But I think that's a perfect example. We created that. Yes, would we love to build our cash buyers list, and would we love to partner with people locally? 100%. I'm not shy about saying that. We'd love the opportunity. But if that doesn't happen and we lead with value and we're able to answer people's questions and we're able to better their lives and their businesses because of the knowledge and experience we have, I love it. I love it. That's what it's all about. And I know that inevitably there will be opportunities that come from it because we're leading with value. It's this podcast is another example. I can't tell you how many opportunities and doors have opened up for me because, you know, for the last 3.5 years, coming up on 4 years, twice a week, I've published episodes and I have not missed a week. We haven't skipped a beat. Twice a week for almost 4 years, I've been publishing podcast episodes. And as a result, opportunities have come, whether it's connections, friendships, business opportunities, monetizing it or ways to generate more revenue, you know, building an audience. I mean, there's so many benefits that that the list goes on and on. So anyways, I kind of feel like I went on a little bit of a ramble there, or a rant, but I just wanted to kind of get that off my chest because multiple times a week I get these messages on Facebook or Instagram, and I'm grateful for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. I'm grateful that I'm garnering some type of attention for people to take the time to reach out to me. So I'm super grateful for every interaction. And I think what I really wanted to get across in this episode is that there's a better way to communicate with people that you don't have a relationship with. And if there's something that you want from someone, I would recommend focus on building the relationship and adding value. I can't say that enough. I feel like I've said those words about 100 times already. And B, if there's something you want, just be straight out with people. Like they know what's up. They know what's up. I would rather someone say, "Hey man, I know we don't know each other and I want to get to know you. I want to build a relationship, but you know, this has kind of been on my mind. I've been wanting to reach out to you because this is where I'm at and this is what I'm looking for." I kind of rather that approach than the sly kind of like, you know, small talk. "Hey, tell me about yourself." And, you know, and then boom, there comes like the hook. "This is what I want. This is what you can do for me," kind of thing. And the best is when people like do it in a way where like you'd be lucky to do them the favor kind of thing. I mean, those are the best. But anyway, just kind of going on a little bit of a mini rant, nothing crazy here, but I kind of chuckle with it all. I don't take anything personal, you know, I get it, you know, and I respect it, but there's a better way. So that's what I got for you. Appreciate you. And, you know, just thank you. Thank you. You know how you are adding value to me is by subscribing and listening to the show. That's one way. Another way is by sharing it, you know, with your network. Another way is just leaving a review, an honest rating and review. Maybe once or twice I've asked for a 5-star rating because that'd be awesome, but just leave a review. I'm fortunate that I think 99% of the reviews have been 5-star, which is amazing. So thank you. I'm super grateful for all of them. And for you just kind of taking the time, for those of you who have done it, taking, you know, 30 seconds or so to just like, let me know what you think and give others some context as to why they might want to listen to the show. So thank you. I'm appreciative. And even if you don't take the time to do that, just you listening to my voice, you know, just thank you. I mean that. I will connect with you, my friend, on the next one. Go have an awesome day. Make it happen. If you are struggling, if you are facing challenges, if you're in a season in your life in which things aren't going the way, look for the silver lining. You're meant to grow from these experiences. This is where the good stuff is. It might not feel like it when you're, you know, in the storm, but just know that the sun's going to rise the next day and you're meant to grow and learn from this experience, whatever it is you're going through. So reach out to me, connect with me if I could do something for you. I would love to kind of put my money where my mouth is and continue to add value to you. So thank you, my friends. I will talk to you on the next one. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.